It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Well, good evening, everybody. Happy, happy. Well, it's not a happy. Who am I kidding? It's Thursday night. It's Cousins Corner. I'm happy because I'm at Parks Casino. And in the back is the incredible Parks Casino Sportsbook. So that's good because I'm looking right now for silver linings. That's what it is. Silver linings. That's all we got right now is hope for silver linings. I still can't get over to Phillies. I can't get over to Phillies. I can't get over a lot of stuff. I got to tell you guys, I don't know where you guys are at with everything, but really? Phillies are postponed, as you know, and I still have last night's distaste. Nola was dealing last night. He had 11 strikeouts in four innings. And then the bleeders, and then they can't play defense. And it's just awful. It's awful. And I'm still looking for happiness. So my man Tony, right? He's Tony the ref. He comes by. Love Tony the ref. Tony says to me, well, what do you think? And I go, well, I can't even watch it. And he goes, well, I can't watch it either. Now, here's the kicker. Tony is a reverend. He's not just a basketball official, college, high school, in the area. He's also a man of the cloth. He's a deacon, excuse me. Tony's a deacon. So could you imagine? And he's got nothing. He's got nothing for me. He's looking at me to try. I got to get the deke out of the doldrums. I can't get the deke out of the doldrums. I'm in the doldrums. And the next thing he says to me, that's it. He's got to go. He's got to go, he says. And, of course, who are we talking about? We're talking about Ben. Of course, that's it. All you got to do is refer to him as a pronoun. And everybody knows you. Meaning Ben Simmons has to go. Now, he's a deacon. Ladies and gentlemen, the man of the cloth. What's the difference between a deacon and a reverend? Is there any difference? Is there one high? The reverend's higher on the pecking order? Or way higher than the deacon? Yeah. So the reverend's up here, right? It's the reverend, the priests, and all around there. And then just below is the deke. All right. Thanks. Thanks, deke. Thanks. All right. Yeah, you're the man. And then it comes all the way down to the bottom. And as we go through the bottom into hell, that's where I'm at. Because I'm in hell. And quite frankly, all you guys are with me. So FYI, this is sports hell. Tyler! Hello?
We still have to be there, huh?
We're still in hell. just so you know, we're still in hell. Did you know this is what hell is like?
Well, there's not been a whole lot to smile about over the last 2 weeks since that Game 7 loss because of the fact that, like you said, they are, being the Phillies, one of the worst defensive teams I've ever seen in my 27 years on the planet.
They're an embarrassment defensively. They just are. They're embarrassing. It's awful defensively. It's unbelievable. However, Tyler, I don't know where to take it. All I know is we're at Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem. The sports book. Which
that's
is,
a positive.
Well, that's right. And if you go to parkscasino.com/PA, and download the app right to your phone. Use the promo code Fanatic. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Just remember, you got to be in PA. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. A little bit later on, Brad Feinberger, a betting analyst, will join us. And we'll go over the NBA and what will be the rest of this series. I mean, I don't know about you. And it's funny because Devon, who will be on next, Ty, Devon texted me today and he goes, just join us. Join my squad. He said, you're welcome.
Yeah, use the hashtag. What is it, Rally in the Valley or something like that? There you go. And they're a fun team to watch. They play unselfishly. They've got guys who are stars and headed for the Hall of Fame, and they still don't play, you know, anything above what the Suns basketball has been all year. Monty Williams has done a tremendous job with that team. And as soon as the Sixers lost, the first thing I texted Devon, probably 30 seconds after the game was over, I just texted him, let's go Suns.
Did you really?
Yeah, because at this point, right, that's, you know, at least we have, you know, that to a team that is enjoyable to watch. We've got family as part of, you know, our program. So, you know, it's an easy transition for us to go from, hey, you know what, obviously we're all kind of in the doldrums, like you said, but let's go Suns.
Hey, Ty, let me ask you a question. And it's just us talking, all right? You said we got family on the show, and you do. How come we all didn't have family here? Like, honestly, like we were talking about today. So Brett Brown, I still don't even understand it. Like, listen, you know, I'm not going to front. You know, I thought Michael Porter Jr. was a way to go, right? But obviously, to get Cuz, I'm down, right? I mean, what's not to love about him? So when they take him, we're all of us are excited. Tyler, like, we're thrilled.
Yes.
And we're like, yeah, you know, not to mention he's a cousin, right? Hey, he's Devon's cousin, but he's a cousin, right? Like, he's our cousin. Through Devon. Dude, why would you trade him?
On the, you know, on the immediate, like the surface, I don't have an answer. I guess when you're looking bigger picture, your answer becomes Tobias Harris, right? Because that pick that you've got, that Miami through, you know, through LA, through whatever the trade was, ends up landing you partially Tobias Harris. So that's the only way that I can look at it to not be totally frustrated.
I guess. But you know what? It's idiotic. Right? Like, you couldn't shoot then. Like, back then, you couldn't shoot. Right or wrong?
Correct. They have J.J. Redick. That was it.
You selected correctly a guy who could shoot. Like, this is the kind of maniacal thing. This is what this team has driven me to do. See, here's the problem. Here's the bottom line. This was the year.
Oh, without a doubt.
This was it. This was the year. And there was no other year. The Brooklyn thing falls apart. The Bucks, I don't know if Giannis still would have gotten hurt, but whatever.
And they don't have DiVincenzo.
I mean, this was the year. This was just like in 2002. You were a young tyke in 2002.
Yes.
This was Tampa Bay. All right? In 2002, the Eagles, it was perfect. You were facing a team in the Buccaneers that had never won with the game under whatever it was, 37 degrees or whatever it was in the 30s. And you had the Raiders on the other side of the Super Bowl. And it was the last game of the vet. You were going to bring down the house. And I still am not over that loss. Even with the Super Bowl, I'm not over 2002 in that Buccaneers NFC Championship game. And that's what this year was. know where Ben Simmons is, somewhere in the UK. Maybe he's in a pub. But whatever, I hope he's not sleeping. Because I'm not sleeping, Tyler.
It gets exponentially harder next year, right? The Nets get healthy. Milwaukee gets healthy.
Oh, everybody's better.
Toronto has the fourth overall pick.
Miami will be good. Indiana. Oh, no, this was the year.
This was the season. And then you get the one seed.
Dude, this was it. They lost three times at home. That's what I keep replaying over and over again. The game was, what, 2 weeks ago? I don't even remember.
It'll be 2 weeks on Sunday.
2 weeks on Sunday. 2 weeks. And it feels like yesterday. It's not getting any better. It's the 4th of July. They already ruined Father's Day. And now they're ruining 4th of July anyway. Tyler, why?
I wish I had an answer for you. I really do. I would love to be able to, like, ease your pain and suffering right now. Because, you know, you and I aren't even looking at each other. We're in two different locations. And I can feel it. It's palpable through your voice in two different locations. You know, how much this still sits on you.
And here's the problem. Listen, this is how twisted I am. I already did a show today. Right? Like, I was on from 10 to 2. Thursdays, I do the two shows. I love doing the, you know, and later in the part of the show, we'll focus on the gambling aspect and we'll have Brad to do all that. But you would think that I wouldn't sound like this. Because I just did 4 hours. And I got news for you. Throughout the whole 4 hours, I had moments where I lost it and I sounded like this. And yet, I'm still sounding like this. That's messed up, Tyler.
Well, it's like you said, everything played out perfectly. This was the year.
I can't get over it, man. I can't get over it.
Well, and it's
and
why.
So, like, I want the Suns to win for Devon, Bridges, Williams, Dario, whatever. But seriously, you know, I can't get over this loss. And the fact that, like, I don't want to be mean, but Ben Simmons should not smile until next year. I know that sounds harsh, but he shouldn't smile. Like, I don't want him to have an ounce of enjoyment. Now, I don't mean to be a bad guy or anything, but you don't deserve to have an ounce of enjoyment. You follow? Like, I hope Doc Rivers shanks every one of his drives. You know, Ty?
Yeah, I mean, I got to separate the personal life from the game life.
Listen, I'm off my rocker. Don't mind me, all right? I hear you. You don't need to.
How about this one, by the way? And I know he doesn't mind me sharing it. My dad's listening to us right now, right? He texts me and says, "I'm still not over the Phillies in 77. You never get over it."
Was your father, did he know that the I never knew the 64 Phillies, that collapse? Did your dad ever, was he alive?
He would have been like one, so.
Okay. So he knows the Sixers, though, right? The Portland 77.
Sure.
The Phillies 7. I remember that one. That was Black Friday. Oh, dude. Your father, God bless him. He sounds like an awesome guy, my kind of guy. He should never have brought you into this life.
You know, it's funny. I tell people this all the time. You speak to me, you are speaking to my dad, and vice versa. Like, we are effectively the same person.
Yeah, I'm like that with my cousin. My cousin's like that. Me and my cousin, we're the same guy. The same guy. We won't even talk about something, and we actually react the same exact way. It's weird. DNA's weird. Oh, Tyler. I'm sad for you.
I wish I had something to help cheer you up. It's rough.
No, that's why we're going to talk gambling. We're going to talk sports betting with Brad. And I'm hoping that Brad will make money for the people out there.
I know he made me a couple bucks on Saturday, so.
He knows his stuff. Tyler, I love you. Let's take a quick TO. We'll come back. 610-632-0975. Brad Feinberg, our betting analyst here at Parks Sportsbook. Don't forget, Parks Sportsbook is a great place right here. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code FANATIC, and you'll get that risk-free bet up to $500. Just remember, you got to be in PA. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Back, it's Cuz's Corner with some picks and some money makers for you right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, real quick. I gotta pass this on you guys. Hey, Tyler. What about Brogdon and Caris LeVert?
For Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do that.
And you got to make the money work.
Yeah.
So you have to throw something else in there.
Yeah, I like Brogdon a lot. I know Devon is a huge Brogdon fan. I would make that move, yes.
Yeah, I would too. Brogdon, LeVert. Yeah. Brogdon, LeVert, Harris with Embiid. I mean, I think that works. Me and Cousin Joey and Tony the Ref are going over that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to sell. Like I was saying with Devon a couple there last night, I don't want the Sixers to make a trade just to make a trade. That would be silly and foolish. But I mean, I would explore all possibilities.
I mean, yeah, you're not getting Dame. Like, Dame's not coming. The only one I want is Dame or Beal, and you're not going to get either. It's a pipe dream. All right. Anyway, thanks for indulging me, buddy. I got my man on the line. When it comes to gaming, and he's a great sportsman. That's why I love him. Because he can dive into all these conversations. He's our betting analyst here at Parks Casino Sportsbook, the great Brad Feinberg. Bradley!
First of all, I got to tell you, that was an interesting trade idea. The Pacers one with Brogdon and Caris LeVert. I actually think that's actually an interesting one. I actually do.
Would you do? Like, so I'm here. So I'm texting with Cousin Joey. I got Tony the Ref, the Deke. And we're going over it and we're trying to come up with something that's palatable. LeVert, I think LeVert's a player.
Yeah, I think LeVert's a player. I know we've done some of their games and he can score again. He had the health scare last year, but he seemed to come back pretty good. I think those guys can score. Again, as I said with Ben Simmons, Anthony, again, I don't know him personally. To me, it's 100% going to be, is he going to be willing to, really put in the hours at the gym and try to see if he can become somewhat of a different player?
Brad, it's not even that, Brad. He's got to get unlocked. He's got to go to freaking the Black Forest in Germany and go find Freud's great-great-grandson and unlock his brain. He can spend all the hours he wants in the gym. He ain't going to do anything.
Yeah, well, listen, I think that was actually, I think that trade, you're not getting a player who's theoretically as good as Ben Simmons, but you are improving your depth. You're getting two quality players.
Look, I mean, I'm a Brogdon man. He's the number one on that trade.
Yeah, but I'm saying we're seeing all the NBA, all the injuries or whatnot, and it can't hurt to have two really quality players. Those are two players that could start on a championship team. Okay, right. So you're getting that. I think it's an interesting idea. I don't know if it was you who came up with it or Tyler, but that actually, do you think that was, I think that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think it was Tony the ref and Cousin Joey came up with it.
It was interesting. I like it.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the NBA, the teams that are still playing.
You got
Could
it.
You have ever, for first of all, congratulations, because you have a big ticket with the Suns.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had the Suns have been a good, they've been a good team to me, to have them for the division and then to win the West. So yeah, that was, they were a good ticket for me. Look, you know what's interesting, Anthony, and it really just shows, you know, you got it. So much of this just comes down to just lady luck, right? The Suns all year really had no injuries. They did have the Chris Paul scare in the playoffs where he missed the first two games in the conference finals with the COVID issue. But outside of that, I mean, this team has really been, you know, injury free. And you see in with Kawhi Leonard getting hurt, Anthony Davis getting hurt, LeBron James being banged up, you know, Jamal Murray being hurt for Denver, you know, the Suns haven't had to deal with that. Right. But 5 years from now, if they win the title, no one's going to be saying, oh, they won because of it. They're just going to look at that rafter and, the banner in the rafter and be like, Suns won the title. But a lot of this really does come down to lady luck. And I think right now, everything has gone the Suns' way in terms of playing teams that are injured. They're not having any injuries. But that's how sometimes you win these titles, and it seems to be going their way.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. And I like the team. I like those kids. Of course, you know, Mikal Bridges being local, Villanova, and, you know, here at the station, he's Devon's cousin. In fact, the Deacon to my left here works with Mikal Bridges' mom at Independence Blue Cross.
There you go. Yeah, he's obviously, look, he's going to get paid quite a bit. He's obviously become a really nice winning rotation player for this team. Okay, give him a lot of credit. And it's interesting how the Chris Paul, it's really, if you think about his career, obviously a Hall of Fame career, but it's interesting when he was traded, his contract was considered a huge albatross, if you remember him.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
With Westbrook, they traded Morey, who's a GM who I think is as good as any they get, right? And he gave up, what, I think three first round picks and Chris Paul to get Russell Westbrook. I think if you ask right now 30 general managers, whoever that Paul or Westbrook, it would be unanimous Chris Paul.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. I mean, he was just marvelous, man. I've always loved him. He's a guy I always like and root for. He's not the hoe that Harden or Westbrook. No. You know what I mean?
No, he to me, you know, is a traditional point guard, like a Maurice Cheeks, like a much better Maurice Cheeks. And Maurice Cheeks is a Hall of Famer.
Right.
I'm saying, like, he does everything the right way. I mean, he wasn't the greatest three-point shooter like Mo Cheeks wasn't, but he can shoot the ball good, right? And he has that mid-range shot like Mo did, and Mo always makes the right decisions, you know, again. And he's just a brilliant player, and you see, you know, what DeAndre Ayton said, how he really turned around his career and now just pushing him or whatnot. And you know, you combine him with an amazing scorer like a Devin Booker, and look, this is, what, 18 years in for Chris Paul, still playing as good as he's ever played in his entire career. Right now, they're the favorite and the justifiable favorite because of the injuries to win the title.
Yeah. So who do you like in this beat-up Eastern Conference?
Yeah.
Which, you know, and I got to tell you, now you know me, I'm as geek as all geek get out, right? So I'm in on everything. I can't watch. I have not watched it. I can't watch it. It sickens me to watch it, so I can't even look at it. So, you know, when Giannis went down, I was just like, I can't believe it. It's just another bad sign. So forgive me. I don't know. Who you like out of the war of attrition here?
You know, it's interesting. I actually ended up I went to game four. I actually took my son. It was a good.
Wow, you went to Atlanta.
Went to Atlanta. It was a nice time. I was hoping it would obviously be, you know, much rather see the Sixer game. But look, you know, right now the line is 3 points, Anthony, and I've been looking for any Trae Young injury news I can find. But with that line, I don't expect Trae Young to be playing. The only way I can look in this game, Anthony, and again, these things, people always have, you know, tend to look just the last game, and you know, I know I spoke to you off air about Lou Williams and how he is just a, you know, this is why Lou Williams is a, is in any given game, right? He can match Trae Young in a one game scenario, but over the long run, and I really do like Lou, even without Greek Freak, I think if Trae Young is out and Greek Freak is out, I do think Milwaukee is the better team still. I think Milwaukee at home, whatever limited home court advantage we still have in today's NBA, I think Milwaukee wins this game. They got embarrassed last game. I was at that game. They came out with no energy. It was almost like they were playing an exhibition game and the Hawks were playing in the conference championship game. And it was just, there was no passion, no energy. A very good live betting game, which you could have done on Parks, right? You know, they all have live bets. But it was a game you could just tell right away that it just, they were not into it. Now, just human nature of Anthony being, they got ridiculed, they got made fun of, they got ripped, and now they're, oh, they can't win without Giannis. They're going to come out hard tonight. I expect them to win this game. I expect them to cover the game. Again, this is me assuming Trae Young is not playing. You know, if Trae Young plays, that definitely changes it for me, because then I actually think that Atlanta is probably the more talented team without Giannis, and, you know, then it would probably be a no play for me. But right now at three, if I don't get Trae Young, I actually do like Milwaukee, and I think they'll win this game and cover it.
How about the series itself? I mean, you see anything stand out?
You know, look, right now Milwaukee's a baby favorite, a tiny favorite. Look, I always like to say, I try to deal as much as I can in certainties when I'm putting in these bets, and there's a lot of uncertainties with this particular series right now, specifically Trae Young's health. So I'm not looking to bet a series bet, because if I'm looking at back Atlanta and Trae Young's not playing in this rest of the series, I really have no interest in that. And so, and if I'm looking to, you know, bet Milwaukee, I want to see if Trae, again, how is Trae Young going to play or not. So for me, no, but I will tell you a prop. There was actually a prop I did like in tonight's game, Capella. And actually there's two props I like, and I'll give them to you right now. Clint Capella, Anthony, his rebounds. That's 11.5, okay? He's 51-28 to the over this year, over 11.5 rebounds. Now there's also no Giannis, so maybe steal a few defensive rebounds from him. I think Capella, again, 51-28 to over 11.5 rebounds. I like that. Drew Holiday, they made his over on Anthony, 10.5 assists. Now, Drew averaged about 6 for the year. Now, I understand with no Giannis, he's going to get more run. The ball's going to be in his hands more. I get that. But he averaged 6 assists a game, Anthony. They made his over-under 10.5. 66-8 to the under. Now, again, I understand it shouldn't be 6 because of no Giannis. He's going to get more minutes. But I thought his over-under should be maybe closer to 8.5, not 10.5. Again, 66-8 to the under. I like Drew Holiday under assist there. And I usually don't like these shots in the dark, these kind of, you know, bets. But I actually think there's some value in this one. Chris Middleton to get a triple-double, Anthony. He's getting 8-1 right now on Parks.
Wow, look, that's a good bet.
Well, you know he's going to get...
Yo, that's a good bet, man.
His over-under for rebounds is 8.5, so we're basically in a coin flip there. And, listen, he averaged about 5.5 or 6 assists a game this year. Now, without Giannis, he's going to have the ball in his hands a lot. He's their best scorer by far. I can see him just having the ball a lot, and when he gets double-teamed, he passes it off to someone who hits a jump shot. He gets a cheap assist. Giving me 8-1 on the triple-double, Anthony, I actually think it has merit. I think it's worth a shot.
I like that. That's a great pick, actually. That's a real good pick. Anything Stanley Cup in this series that you like?
Yeah, well, we talked about anything. I liked Tampa Bay laying 1.5 games in the series.
Yeah, you did.
I think Tampa Bay is going to win in 4. I like Tampa Bay laying. I think they're minus 135-ish right now. I haven't been on Parks recently to check it, to double check that. They should be right around minus 135. They're just a better team. The one thing that Montreal had that was great about them was Carey Price. And Carey Price is playing fine, but, you know, Vasilevskiy is just a better goal. There's everything that Montreal does well, Tampa Bay does better. Tampa Bay, Montreal is being outclassed in the series. I don't think they're going to win a game. I think Tampa Bay wins it in 4. And if you can lay under $1.50 with a vastly superior team, I think Tampa Bay merits a play.
Wow. That's pretty good. It's funny because I originally thought that maybe Montreal had some magic to them. But you're right, man. There's no magic for the Le Habitants.
Well, it's funny. Magic runs out when you go up against a better team.
Yeah, that kind of talent. Yeah. It's weird, though, because hockey's, you know, you get like some kinds, like a Carey Price goes crazy, but, you know, you're right. That's not the case. Not the case, my man. All right. So let's continue going on the down the road. So there is the Euros, and we have the soccer tournament.
Yes.
Now, you know, it's funny because I can't like sit here and be a fake me out and say I'm some like great soccer guy. I appreciate the sport. You know, I always like the Union, and I like the European game. It's fun. The pomp and circumstance is dynamite. And it's funny because you and I were talking, and you had the same kind of reaction to the World Cup that I did, which is so funny because we're such, like, football, basketball, baseball, and hockey guys.
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah, like, soccer, the actual sport of soccer is probably, you know, on the lower end of my list of things I like. But, and, you know, you're right, me and you talked about it. What I love about soccer, probably more than any other sport, is it's the most, the emotion and the raw joy you see. And I was saying, you know, like, when you see teams playing for their country, it's not, look, no offense to the Olympic basketball team, and, you know, when we see, like, you know, LeBron or whoever playing here, I'm sure it means something. I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm really not taking anything away. But when you watch the joy and how these fans are just watching the Euro Cup, or especially the World Cup, it's life and death. This is their, I mean, this is like, you know, if you're watching your kid play, I told you, it's the pureness of it, the joy, it's not about money. It's really, it's just pure, we want to win for our country. And soccer gives you that, which I honestly think is more than any other sport. And that's the reason I enjoy watching it, is I think it's the best just emotion sport where people really just play for the love of the game. And I like any kind of pureness like that. It gets me excited.
Yeah, I do too. So that being said, what about my Italian squad? Because now I gotta look for a squad, right?
Yeah.
So I gotta go with the homeland, but right there, yeah. Listen, you know, gotta go with all the homies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No. Listen, I like the way both these teams are playing really well. But instead of looking for the side, I lean Italy. But I like under 2.5 goals here, and here's why. Both these teams have only allowed one goal through four games. Okay, they've both been just dominant defensively. Okay. In addition, Italy has only allowed 15 shots total through four games inside. You can't even get shots on goal against them right now, okay? And right now, and look, here's the best part to me. Belgium has two superstar players. I mean, Kevin De Bruyne is one of the best players in the world, and so is Eden Hazard. These are two of the best, most top-notch soccer players in the universe right now. Their manager has said that neither player is expected to be healthy. They may attempt to play, but they're not going to be anywhere near at full strength. 2.5 goals for a game where neither team, both teams are
like their best players
so far. One goal each through four games. Look, I think this game has 1-0 written all over it. Maybe we get a, you know, 2-goal game, but I would really be surprised. And again, I think there's a chance this is a 1-0 or 0-0, you know, the kind of game. I think this can be really low scoring. Both teams have been exceptional defensively. Lean Italy because the fact that their two superstar players for Belgium are compromised right now. But I do not think there'll be 3 goals scored in this game.
Oh, that's pretty, okay. All right. I like coming in with that soccer. I like it, brother. That's all right. All right, man. Can I tell you, I'm also wounded when it comes to baseball.
Yeah.
I mean,
I heard, the Phillies, they signed you to a 10-day contract. I'm in the bullpen.
Yeah. I mean, not for nothing, dude. Are you kidding me?
That's horrible.
First of all, last night, Noah had great. Did you watch the game?
I did to watch the game, man. It was weird. Yeah, he was looking good, and then he just lost it.
But there was a lot of bleeding. Like, it was just, there were bleeders and bloopers.
It's funny. Baseball is the one sport you can hit, like, a little bleeder that's a, you know, that's a base hit, and you could hit a line drive to the fence. It's an out. You know, they say, look, over the long run, it evens out. Nola got some unlucky breaks yesterday. But the Phillies, Anthony, when I look at this team, and I look at them, they have two premier frontline pitchers, and Nola and Wheeler's been phenomenal. And I really do think Eflin is a legitimate number three starter right now. And even Vincent Velasquez is he only earned his salary this year. He's certainly been a rotation-worthy pitcher. And they certainly have a couple good hitters this team, but the bullpen has been, this is now the second straight year, it's been, you can't have any, if you tried to be this bad, it's hard to be this bad. And it's killed this team. This is a team, if they had just an average bullpen, I think they'd have seven more wins, eight more wins. It's been really tough to watch.
Oh, it's a killer. It's just so, but here's the other thing too, though. What are the odds? You're the math guy and you're the betting guy. What are the odds that Bryce Harper has 13 home runs and they're all solo?
He's
the Red Cup. I mean, all solo.
Probably 1,000 to 1. And it's, look, as I said, it's
1,000 to 1.
And it's, this is a team again, and I think it's so deflating too when you blow these games. It's one thing to lose a game, but when you're constantly winning games and then the bullpen blows them, I know everyone tries their hardest, and I know these professional athletes are all great. It's just a matter of, you know, when you're going great against great, some people are just better than others, and they really need to address the bullpen. I know it's easier said than done, but you're wasting years. Look, when you get this kind of year from a Zach Wheeler, Anthony, you can't waste it. Because he's probably never going to have another year like this again in his career.
Never.
He's been top five starter in baseball. Will he do that again? Probably not. You're wasting Aaron Nola's prime. You're wasting Bryce Harper's prime. You're wasting JT Realmuto's prime for your freaking bullpen. It's something that, you know, you got to do better. And I don't pretend to be a general manager, but they have to find a way to do better. This is pro sports is a no excuse business, and they have failed miserably. Years. How many years has it been? When's the last time the Phillies had a good bullpen, Anthony? No joke. I think it's been, I don't even, I, it's been forever.
Dude, when's the last time they had a freaking homegrown power hitting outfielder? When's the last time they had one of those?
You didn't like Mickey Moniak?
I mean, look at their draft picks. We talk about Sixers draft picks.
God.
They're all faults.
It's amazing. Aaron Nola is probably, I did look at it, and it's funny. If you attempted to make the worst pick possible, it almost seems like that's what the Phillies' first-round picks have been. It's just been pick after, again, outside of Nola, I mean, they've had such little success with their top picks. And look, you see other teams, you know, like Tampa Bay developing players, Houston develops players. It's like, why not Philadelphia? But I always say, again, in sports, obviously it's a player business, but if you can find and you can hire a general manager that can develop the players or find the players, that to me is worth the salary of whatever those guys get paid. The best one is worth an incalculable amount of money.
Yeah.
And then to me, that's what Philadelphia, unfortunately, has been lacking.
Yeah. All right, that said, it's so weird because I look at that NL East. Do you have a pick for the futures for that NL East?
Well, the Mets were my big NL bet.
And they stink. Their offense is...
Oh, well, they've had injuries.
I know.
Left, right, and up the middle. But, listen, yeah, their offense has been horrible. Listen, Conforto's been a bust. He was a great player last year. Jeff McNeil has been one of the best hitters in baseball the last couple of years. Has been atrocious. Francisco Lindor, gosh, you want to talk about...
Oh, he's a king bust. I loved him, too.
Yeah, who didn't? Like right now, can you imagine? They signed him to a $350 million contract, and he's been more or less the worst player in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, he stinks.
So, you know, what do you say to that? I mean, so,
switching
look,
leagues,
it's a wide-open division. I'll say that. And Philadelphia, I think they're what, about 5.5 games out or something like that. I don't have it in front of me, Anthony, but it is a wide-open division. The Mets can't score. Jacob deGrom seemingly gets hurt every game. But again, if the bullpen doesn't improve, it's going to be hard.
Well, it's funny because I look at that Atlanta team, and I know they guys struggle with pitching, but I mean, they put up 20 runs last night. Like, that lineup just rakes.
Yeah, Atlanta can score for
and
sure.
Washington can score too.
But Atlanta lost Soroka, which was a big injury to them. Like, he was one of the best pitchers in baseball last year. Tore his Achilles for a second time, unfortunately. But yeah, I mean, listen, Charlie Morton's been pitching well. And Max Fried, I think, is really, really good. Ian Anderson's really, really good. On paper, I think right now, they're as potent as anyone. Look, you can get, I think Parks had him around 7-1 to win the division. I think you could do worse for a long shot bet than that.
Huh. Yeah, I'm with you. Any games you like tonight?
Milwaukee's been playing amazing baseball, Anthony. And Corbin Burns is one of my favorite pitchers in baseball.
He's a strikeout machine.
Oh, strikeout machine. 115 strikeouts in 74 innings. Okay. He's been terrific. You could lay -1.5, -148 on Parks right now. Will Crow, the Pirates starter. 6.50 ERA, you heard me right, in 11 starts. That's like he should be in the Phillies bullpen with those kind of numbers. Look, -148, laying a run and a half. I think that's a very reasonable price. And that I feel very confident that Milwaukee will hold Pittsburgh to two or less runs. And the way Milwaukee's been hitting the ball lately, and they scored 15 runs yesterday against the Cubs, just swept the Cubs. I think that was a good play. And then, Tony Gonsolin of the Dodgers was laying -138 against Patrick Corbin. Gonsolin's only pitched 4 starts this year, and they've all been in limited innings. He's only allowed 1 run in each of those games. Really liked when I watched him last year in the playoffs. I thought last year, I thought he was one of the Dodgers' best starters. Struggles with his command sometimes, but Patrick Corbin has been brutal. Been a little bit better recently, Anthony, but his ERA is close to 5.5. Very few good starts this year. Dodgers have a much better lineup, laying less, $1.40 area. I think it's a very reasonable price for a team that I think has a better bullpen, a better lineup, and a better starting pitcher. I like the Dodgers with laying the pretty cheap price.
Wow, look at that. A little Dodgers action. We didn't talk about this last week, but we talked about this, in fact, on the national show. You made a very large investment.
Yes.
On a futures NFL squad. Would you like to share with the people?
I will share. I took the Vikings at 66-1 to win the Super Bowl, 30-1 to reach the Super Bowl. Look, reason being, again, Anthony, I bet numbers, not teams. And I thought the number on Minnesota was completely out of whack. This is a team that came fourth in the NFL in scoring last year. They were just... That doesn't tell you they have as good of a running back in the NFL, in Dalvin Cook, have as good of a pair of wide receivers as you can have in Thielen. And, of course, Justin Jefferson was magnificent. Eagles fans, I'm sure, wish they took him last year instead of what they did with the kid from Baylor. But, to me, this is – and Kirk Cousins, it's as much guff as Kirk Cousins gets, okay, for being if you look at his stats the last – since he's gotten to Minnesota, last year he had 35 touchdowns, only 13 interceptions. The year before, 27 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions. He's a competent quarterback. I'm not overrating him, but I think he's decent enough. And this team can score. Now, what I really like about this team, Anthony, is the defense. They last year were a bottom 5 defensive team. And the 7 years before, they had been in the top 5 every year. Now, they had a ton of injuries last year, more injuries than any team in the NFL on the defensive side of the ball. They brought in, Dalvin Tomlinson from the Giants, a perfect run stopper. Michael Brockers is back from COVID. Michael Pierce was injured all last year. Daniel Hunter, who led the league in sacks 2 years ago, missed the entire season. Anthony Barr, their all-pro linebacker, missed the entire season. They signed Breshad Breeland, a competent pro from the Chiefs. They had cornerback. They brought in Patrick Peterson, who, didn't have it maybe as dominant, typical all-pro year last year for Arizona, but this is a Hall of Fame player getting a fresh, clean slate. Like him very much. They brought in Mackenzie Alexander, who had a great year for the Bengals last year against the cornerback. This is a team that improved themselves tremendously on the defensive side of the ball. And look at the division, Anthony. We know the Bears are not going to be good. We know the Lions are not going to be good. And
the
Green Bay
situation, yeah,
the Aaron Rodgers saga. Look, I think they're the most likely winner of the division, and I think the division's really up there for grabs. And again, there's no it's in football. Anyone can beat anyone, and this is a team that has the firepower to compete. And they should not be getting those kind of odds. This is a team that has a chance to compete. 66-1 was a crazy number.
66-1. That's wild. You go in big time. All right, well, you know what? Next week we may dive into some futures action. Little NFL. I got the NFL itch.
Lord
knows I can't even look at another basketball. But I love you. You're the man, Bradley. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for having me on. Good luck to everyone out there.
All right, there he is. Take his picks, man. He's good. Brad Feinberg. And again, he just gives them. There's no agenda. He's the betting analyst here at Parks. The only thing is, if you'd like and you want to take advantage of any of Brad's picks, feel free. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code Fanatic. You will get a risk-free bet up to $500. Just remember, you got to be in PA. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So that's going to do it from here at Parks Casino. But you got to stay right here because the great Devon Givens coming up next with Tyler. And I love this show. It's a great show. And I'm very thankful to Devon for inviting me to become part of the family. And, you know, I will root for Devon, Cousin Mikhail. I will root for those guys.
Welcome.
Why, thank you, my brother. Thank you for, you saw me out in the cold, sitting here shivering in the storm.
That's right.
And you just
pulled you into that Phoenix heat.
You just scooped me up.
That's right. That's right.
That's what you do. You're doing God's work. I love you, bro. I'm still not over the loss, dude.
Oh, now don't get it twisted as far as that goes here. Yeah, that's. No, but I have an escape, and I'm very happy with the escape.
Yeah, it's a great escape. It's great. Listen, that's a great story, man. And they're lovable. That team's a lovable squad.
Yeah, everything about it. It all came together. And that kind of, and think about it. When we start talking about the whole rebuild 3 years ago, even when he got traded there, I didn't want him to go there because of how poorly that franchise was run.
Yeah.
3 years later, Monty Williams comes in, second-year head coach now. James Jones takes over for Ryan McDonough. And now they have a championship team all because they just hit on all the right moves.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Would you do Ben for Brogdon, Caris LeVert? And you got to throw somebody else in to make the money work.
Yeah, of course. At this point, I don't trust Ben anymore. So look how far we've come, you and I, to have this type of conversation.
I know.
I was always a Malcolm Brogdon guy anyway, so that's not it. But to your point, the value is not supposed to be that, where it's Caris LeVert and Malcolm Brogdon is supposed to be something way bigger. But that being said, he's put himself in this position, and that's where we are to make a choice like this. And since the trust is gone now with him, then yes, I would do something like that.
See, the word is a great word, trust, that you bring up. Because I'm with you. Like, I can't trust that the kid even realizes he let everybody down. Like, deep in the recesses, I guess he does, but I don't even know if he would do anything about it.
Right. He might, but will he do anything about it? And now that we're 5 years in, four on the floor, and all the individual accolades and the 50 wins at this point anymore, it means nothing. Because the opportunity that I heard you talking about earlier today, the opportunity that you talked about earlier with Tyler and even Brad just now, and the callers that you had on, the opportunity was there. And now you have injuries. Not to say that the injuries would happen against the Sixers, Milwaukee, with Giannis, but you had a path, and the path, you let it go. And it was really him. You know, we point the finger at Doc, and Doc deserves a lot of it, Rivers, excuse me, and even Harris, and sometimes with Embiid and his fatigue and the way that he took some of the shots towards the end of the game. But it was really at the hands of one man. And
yes.
And now, why am I to believe that after all this time that this is going to be the thing, this one defining moment now that he has had is going to be the thing that changes his mind to do the other things that's going to help out? He bails out on the national team. He says he's going to work on this individual stuff. The individual things were there 3 years ago when we were still championing him, saying how great he was and how good he was going to be, and he's going to work on these things. But Anthony was still here talking about it, and cuz I just can't do it anymore. I can't bank on him any longer to go out there and do the things that were so obvious for him to go work on.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I can't.
Oh.
I know.
I love you, buddy.
Right back at
you.
Love
you, too. Brother. You're the best.
Thanks, man. You too.
Keep it right here. He's got you. He's doing God's work. He'll invite you to the family. I know he will. coming from the cold. Devon's got his hand out. Everybody have a great night. Thanks for hanging, as always. We'll see you in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.